This is Dr. Robert Abley shining a spotlight on freedom, which you can also find on my website, spotlightonfreedom.com. There's a very interesting case concerning religion that began in the Supreme Court last week. It is interesting both in itself as a test case for this court's interpretation of freedom of religion, and also for what it has revealed so far about the justices' understanding of equal freedom of religion. The case concerns Pleasant Grove City, Utah, which had ruled in favor of a large marble monument of the Ten Commandments being displayed in a city park, but rejected the same request of a religious organization called the Summum, based in that city, for a similar monument called the Seven Aphorisms. These seven aphorisms, the group claims, were also given to Moses along with the Ten Commandments, but that Moses destroyed them because he did not believe the people were ready to follow them. If one reads the questions the conservative justices asked of the lawyers representing the Summum, one must ask two questions of these justices. First, have they not read their own decisions regarding religion in previous cases? Second, do they have any notion of what equality means? Regarding the first issue, the last Supreme Court decision concerning religious monuments was done in 2005, and it stated that any overtly religious display may not be erected or maintained by the government without violating the First Amendment. Regarding the second question, that of equality, the questions the conservative justices asked betrayed a fundamental ignorance of the concept of equality, and this is indeed frightening. For example, Chief Justice Roberts, an avowed conservative, asked the Summum lawyers if, because we have a Statue of Liberty, that means we must allow a statue of despotism as well. All Roberts need do is think for just a moment about this very question. It betrays a fundamental misunderstanding of the notion of equality. First of all, the Statue of Liberty represents a primary value of America, whereas despotism does not. But distinctively religious values are held by its adherents to be primary values. What the Summum group is doing is suggesting that religious values, being primary, be held in equal regard. They are on good ground, ethically speaking, for the following reason. Political equality is almost always defined as the right to equal treatment, that is, to the same distribution of goods or opportunities as anyone else is given. Under this conception of equality, liberties must be recognized when the fundamental right to treatment as an equal can be shown to require the liberty at issue. When it comes to religious freedom, the government role is decidedly not to allow one religious expression, but not another, as the city of Pleasant Grove is doing. That would allow religious privileges to one group that are denied to another, and that violates principles of both liberty and equality. The Summum religious group is arguing that religious values are primary values and must be held equally. For the Supreme Court to rule against them would be for the government to endorse a particular religion, in this case, Judeo-Christianity. That is something that Roberts, Scalia, and Thomas have all expressed a willingness to do, but it is something that would be a travesty of justice if allowed to happen, all because these conservative justices do not understand the meaning of equality. Robert Abley, SpotlightOnFreedom.com.